Oh, hi there, Patreon. Yuri voice here. I always love doing the bad YouTuber intro. I can't stop myself, man. There's a reason why everybody does it. It's so effective. What am I supposed to be like? What's up, bitches? Welcome to my fucking audio blog thing. Anyway, how are you guys doing? Sorry if there's a little noise in the background. My fan is on and it's fucking hot and I don't want to turn it off because I'll start sweating, and not for fun reasons. It'll be for bad reasons, like I'm fucking hot. Can you tell I'm still a little out of it? Back from Anime Fest, you know, I told myself, man, I'm going to get back Monday night, and I'm going to rest on Tuesday, and then by Tuesday night, I'm back in action. Fucking nope. Fuck. Not even remotely close to what happened. I've slept so much. So much sleep. It's just really hard to go from being out and about and around people and having fun, and then you come back home and you don't go out much and you don't really have any things going on. It's funny. It's the classic, like, introvert problem of wanting to be around people and socialize and soak up that energy, but also not wanting to do that. It's so easy. It was so easy getting along with all my friends at Anime Fest. You guys, I don't even know how to really put it into words. Everything went perfectly. Like, damn near perfectly. At least when it came to, like, the logistics and the friends and everybody getting to know each other in person for the first time, perfect. Like, it went so seamlessly that you couldn't ask for a better weekend. The con was fine, too. And, you know, in my Anime Fest review, I go into the con and things that were going on with the con. But in regards to the friend aspect, we had a fucking blast. Like, there was no awkward, like, get to know ya, or, you know, oh, maybe they don't really act like they act online. None of that. It was all just, like, fucking best buds meeting up and hanging out. And my chair is broken. Okay, so, you know, I'm a big guy. That's not a mystery. You know, desk chairs have the hydraulic lift thing. Is that the word I'm looking for? Anyway, look, I've had this chair for a few years, and it has held up like a champ. But in the past couple of months, the hydraulic lift is giving out. So I'm, like, just constantly sinking down to, like, itty-bitty baby height in my chair. And it's really fucking, it's really annoying and uncomfortable because, one, it makes me feel sick because it happens so gradually. Like, I get this weird, like, fucking vertigo thing. I don't know. Anyway, the weekend was great. Sorry to go on that tangent. I was just slowly sliding down and my microphone was getting higher and higher and higher. And I'm like, fuck. Anyways, I love Texas. I really think that Texas is in my future. Especially in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that there's some sort of weird energy that I'm trying to get a part of. Like, I can just feel it. Now, that might be like a fantastical, romanticized thing, especially because I'm so sick of being where I'm at right now. But, you know, one day I'll live somewhere else. Other than the trip, I guess, what else? I got a lot of commissions to do, which I'm very happy about. I've got Patreon stuff I need to do, which I fucking slacked on. I hate this. I need to not fucking wait so long. I'm so upsetty with myself. Got a new theme for the blog that'll be going up. Shout out to Daniel for the help on that. That's big. Big upgrade, considering I haven't changed anything or updated any pages since, like, January or something. Fucking hell. Anything else? I'm really inspired to do more Yuri stuff since the con was just so invigorating and reminded me how much I love the series. And the panel went so well. If you guys haven't watched the panel video, I know the audio sucks, and in the future, I will try to make it better. I mean, if I had a real camera and a shotgun mic, it'd be great. But I'm just using a phone, so I could have set it up on the table and had better audio, probably. I don't know, with the rave next door, there was really nothing I could do. I was really just kind of shit out of luck on that one. But I think there's still some enjoyable spots where you can hear. And I know you got to turn it up and then suddenly everyone claps and your ears get destroyed. I'm sorry. There's not anything I can do. But it was great if you were there live. Let me tell you. I would love to be able to go to cons, maybe put up a table, have a table in the somewhere. I don't really have a lot of artist stuff, but I could probably do like an artist table. I wouldn't make a lot of money back on it though. I don't know. I'd have to figure it out. You know, I'd love to be a guest, but the thing is, since I primarily only do like nighttime 18 plus stuff, it's like, for your guests, if you're a con and you bring a guest, you need them to do stuff to kind of work off the money you've spent bringing them there, right? And I don't know if I have that kind of value. It's just an honest take on myself. I don't know if, since all I could do is nighttime stuff, you know, I'm very limited. Now, I could do normal stuff too and just not mention the Yuri Boys thing. Totally possible, but I don't know. In the end, I want to go to cons, but I also don't want to have to take like a week to get my footing again. So, pardon that itty bitty baby burp right into the microphone. I had such a great time though. The Sheraton Dallas was such a nice hotel. They were on top of things. The con was great. Oh, I don't want to go on that tangent because the Anime Fest review video was like an hour and something long. Oh my goodness. So obviously I have a lot of thoughts on the con. A lot of good thoughts. It was a great time. For two conventions in a row now, I haven't experienced social anxiety. And some of you might know this, some of you don't, but I had social anxiety real bad. Last year was okay, but I would say 2014 and 2015 were probably the worst years for me when it came to my social anxiety. We're talking like won't go grocery shopping during the day kind of social anxiety. We're talking won't make very important phone calls even though I really, really need to make them kind of social anxiety. We're talking avoid friends and family, don't leave my room because I don't want to see anyone kind of social anxiety. So to be able to go to anime conventions and not even bat an eyelash at the fact that there's a ton of people. And one of the lines on Saturday were really bad. We're talking shoulder to shoulder, a big hallway was filled with people. and I didn't even bat an eyelash. Now, I was super uncomfortable and hot, and eventually I was like, man, I've got to leave because I was feeling so shitty from being in the crowd. But it wasn't an emotional and mental shitty. It was a physical shitty. It's so night and day from where I used to be. Like, I used to go to anime conventions, and I would always dread it because I knew that there would at least be one day where I would hate myself. And I have not hated myself for two cons in a row. So that's a pretty big improvement, I would say. There are still times where I wish I was more a part of things, which is sort of like just cosplay envy. Like, you know, when you see just a group of people having a blast because they're cosplaying or fucking around with friends or whatever, and you're like, man, I want to do that. I get that. And, you know, as soon as I get my Chubby Yuri cosplay done, I feel like I won't have to feel that either, because let me tell you, the Yuri on Ice fandom, when they cosplay, everyone's really in character and having a good time. It's so nice. It looks so fun. Also, you guys, if you haven't followed me on Instagram, there's a picture of me and this Kristoff cosplayer who he also cosplayed. He did Poolside Chris. He did, was it Free Skate or Short Program? I don't know. It was one of the Chris's, one of the skating outfits. And then he also did, like, Demon Form Sebastian from Black Butler. He's so fine. Like, this man is so beautiful. I wish I had spoken with him more, but I was so intimidated. Like, and I've been really good about that. Like, I mentioned the social anxiety thing. I'm way more, like, willing to jump into conversations with strangers or be more bold and just... I remember, like, when I had to get my panelist badge, there was some confusion because there was Yuri voice and then my name. And they're like, oh, how do we know this is you? Da, 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 da. I'm like, trust me. Ain't nobody gonna do this Yuri voice thing like I can. And I just, like, had this swell of confidence. Like, yeah, I'm the fucking man. And, like, not in an ego way, but in a this is how you overcome your insecurities way. And I know a lot of people, it's funny. Like, the moment you start, like, loving yourself more and being more open about it, people want to be like, oh my God, you're so stuck up or whatever. I have a whole new appreciation for it. Like, there are times where I felt that way about people, and now I realize it's like, dude, most people who reach that point, they had to work really hard to get to that point. And sometimes you just have to be your own hype man. So, like, I don't judge people if they have to act a certain way. Because I and trust me, sometimes it very much is an act for me. Like, you have to fake the confidence, you have to fake the enthusiasm sometimes to really get over that hump. So I have, like, this whole new appreciation for it. And I caught myself acting that way sometimes at the con, and I'm like, man, I hope these people don't think I'm an asshole. It's just, I have to be this way. Like, I'm about to go on stage in front of 100+ people. I have to believe that I'm the shit, you know? Like, I have a pretty realistic view of myself, but I need them to have an unrealistic view of me. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, it makes sense to me. So, anyway, that was the thing. I guess that's about it, man. I've got a lot of other work to do. Thank you for being patient with me. You guys are great. Did you guys like the Mafia AU? That was so fun. I really want to do more stuff like that. And I want to write little blurbs for it too, like a little ficlet to go with it. Just a couple of paragraphs of some good writing. Oh, I'm rusty though. But I want to do it. And it kind of ties into what I want to do in the future, too. I won't spoil it, but I want to marry my writing and my audios. And that's something in the future that will be more of a thing. So, all right. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. And you'll probably hear from me again very soon because it's almost September. Oh, my God. It's almost September. Oh, I'm nervous. September is a notoriously bad month for me. But, you know, last September, the blog was blowing up and it was probably the best September I ever had. So let's not think negative. Let's think positive. Let's think about doing things different and changes and moving forward. So let's do that instead. All right. Take care of yourselves. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.